up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And here we go, your polka DJ on duty. Yep, another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour here on the radio, the internet, all over the world, bringing you all kinds of great old-time music. Old-time oldies is what we call them, because all the old-time music we play comes off of actual phonograph records. This is genuine vintage stuff here, the best way to listen to classic polka music. So let's get right to work. By the way, need to mention that the show is brought to you by melaniesmusiclessons.com. We'll tell you more about that as we get into the program today. Big stack of great old-time 45 sitting here just waiting to get played. And this record I've had sitting around for a long time, and I thought, well, that's not a polka. Happy Days Are Here Again is not a polka. It is when it's by the Six Fat Dutchmen, and the record label actually says the Happy Days Are Here Again polka, so let's give it a spin. Six Fat Dutchmen there. Happy Days Are Here Again polka on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, spinning all kinds of great old-time records for you here on the program. Brought to you by melaniesmusiclessons.com. We'll tell you more about her coming up in a little bit. Hammer Key Polka Time, that's the next record up here. Eddie Roddick is the name of our artist. And it says, and I love it when they give me additional information on the record label, says right here it is Slovenian style, so that's good to know. Genuine monophonic recording, too. Like, that's something to be proud of. Here's the Hammer Key Polka. Here's Eddie Roddick. go. That is the Hammer Key Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, Slovenian style, as performed by Eddie Roddick, says so right on the record. And we need to talk about melaniesmusiclessons.com before we get too much further into this today. So let's do that. You ever want to, like, you just heard some great accordion playing there. You want to learn how to do that? Melanie can help you out. At Melanie's Music Online Lessons, she knows you're busy. She's busy. Everybody's busy. We have things to do, but you might like to try some music lessons. You want to learn to play the accordion, maybe the piano, the electronic keyboard, the organ, whatever. She can help you out with that. More than 30 years of teaching experience to give you high-quality professional music lessons. Great results. You do it in the comfort of your home or your office. You could probably hide in the closet as long as you have an internet connection, because she gives music lessons via Skype on the internet. She's live right there on the screen, interacting with you live, giving you a music lesson, even though you could be thousands of miles apart. As long as you've got the internet, you can have a music lesson. That's the way it works. You can try the first one for free. There's no obligation. So, you know, if you got a hankering to check out your talents, why not give it a whirl? Find out more at melaniesmusiclessons.com. Of course, there's a www in front of that, but I usually leave that out because it just takes up time, and we all know that. Melaniesmusiclessons.com. Check it out. You could be the star the next time around. You just never know. Clarinet Polka, one of those songs everybody knows. We've all heard it a million times by a million different bands, and it's another one of those records that's so common. I tend to skip over it when I see it coming around. I'm like, ah, clarinet polka again. And I think that I kind of cheat some of the more standard songs with that. And I have Johnny Peacon and his orchestra doing it here. A very, very worn out 45. So you know that this was either in a jukebox and got played a lot, or it was somebody's in their record collection and they played it and played it and played it. So you know it's one of the better versions. Clarinet Polka, Johnny Peacon and his orchestra. Clarinet Polka, Johnny Peacon and his orchestra here on Tim's Old Time Oldies. Yes, it's Tim's Oompa Hour, your old time oldies show right here. And, you know, no matter where you happen to be listening to it, you could be hearing it actually on a radio broadcasting through the air. There's a concept a lot of people are forgetting about. You may be listening to us in a webcast somewhere today. You may be downloading this or streaming this somewhere. Send a note to wherever you're listening to it and say, hey, thanks for carrying the Oompa Hour. We really dig the old-time music, because it is great music and not a lot of places are playing this anymore. So you need to give a little special attention to those people who have the foresight and the supreme intelligence to know that America needs some good old-time music now and then. So drop them a note. And as long as you're dropping a note, remember, you can always contact the Oompa Hour via email just at oompahour@mail.com. That's two oohs in Oompa, O-O-M-P-A-H, oompahour@mail.com. If you have a song you'd like to request, or there's a band you remember seeing that you'd like to know what happened to them, or if we have any records by them we could play or whatever, feel free to drop us a note, oompahour@mail.com. The Balairs, it's B-A-L-A-I-R-S. I'm assuming it's Balairs, even though they're on Bel Air Records. Kind of confusing. Here's the Here I Go Polka.
Pójdę ja sobie na zabawę, pójdę ja sobie na zabawę, będę ja szukał, będę ja szukał. Ja szukał, hej dziewczynę, będę ja szukał, będę ja szukał, będę ja szukał, hej dziewczynę. Piękna i młoda, tak ja drżę. Piękna i młoda, piękna i młoda, piękna i młoda, tak ja drżę.
The Balairs there, the Here I Go Polka on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Now, one of your old-time standard polka songs would be Hot Pretzels. There's a lot of, especially German polka bands that have recorded that. I don't know if pretzels and beer and Germans all go together or what the deal is, but I have Bernie White of this polka band, and let's give it a spin. Here's Hot Pretzels.
Thank you.
you go, Hot Pretzels. Everybody just recognizes that song, and since it's an instrumental, you don't always remember the title of it, but there you go, Hot Pretzels. It's Bernie White and his polka band here on Tim's Oompa Hour. What are the odds now? We have another artist, and is also named Bernie. Yes, it's two Bernies in a row. We'll go from Bernie White and his polka band to Bernie Roberts and his orchestra on Pageant Records out of Juneau, Wisconsin, and we're going to play a couple of tunes from Bernie Roberts and his orchestra. And again, it's another one of these well-worn records, somebody's well-loved, well-played old-time records. We'll start with You Can't Expect Kisses From Me, Bernie Roberts and his orchestra featuring Blondie on vocals. Here they are from Juneau, Wisconsin on Tim's Oompa Hour. Roberts and the orchestra there. You can't expect kisses from me. Blondie on vocals there. But let's flip the record over, because not only do we get to hear another Bernie Roberts and his orchestra song, but it also fulfills our need for a waltz in this particular edition of the Oompa Hour. We always try to play a waltz. So let's go back to Juneau, Wisconsin with Bernie Roberts and his orchestra. Here's Blue Violets. Thank you. there you go. Bernie Roberts and his orchestra there, Blue Violets, and fulfilling our waltz requirement for this week's show. Always try to at least get one waltz in there, you know. So there you have it here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. We are spinning you the best of the great old-time records that we could possibly find. So many records to play. It's going to take years, I think, to get through the stacks. And let's make the move up to Canada now, shall we? A song from north of the border, unless you're up there, then it's, you know, like from your home area. Vancouver, British Columbia, Mike Harris and Flanagan's Polka. Flanagan's Polka. Haven't had a good fiddle record for a while. We were about due for that. That is Mike Harris. Can-Am Records all the way from Vancouver, British Columbia. Here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. I was just looking through the stacks of records that I have yet for today's show. We're really focused on like upper Midwest today. I've got Roman Rizak Orchestra from recorded in Minneapolis coming up here. What else did I see? We had the Six Fat Dutchman from New Ulm earlier. We had Bernie Roberts from over in Wisconsin. I see Norm Dombrowski and the Happy Notes in here. Their record companies in Stevens Point, Wisconsin. We'll see how we go. Bartender song is up next, though. Dick Rogers and his TV recording orchestra.
Your money gets you drunk and then he throws you out. Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had one
on the house.
Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had
one on the house.
I know the bartender, he and I are friends. When I ask him for a drink, that's when the friendship ends. Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had
one on the house.
Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had
one on the house.
Bartender with the curly hair. When I want one for the road, he says you've had your share. Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had
one on the house.
Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had, one on the house.
One on the house.
Bartender down the street, they call him Jolly Jack. You buy and buy and buy and buy, he never buys one back. Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had,
it's time we had,
one on the house.
One on the house.
Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had,
it's time we had,
one on the house.
One on the house.
Dick Rogers and his TV recording orchestra and the bartender song here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, spinning all the best old-time records that we could find. You'll notice I'm not yakking as much in this show as I have in a few of the past shows. Just trying to fit in some more songs. I feel like I've been wasting a lot of your musical time just yakking and yakking about things without playing so many great records. And so I'm focusing on records today. So don't think I'm being lazy, because I'm certainly not. I'm just sitting back kind of enjoying the music today, and there are just so many songs to get to here. I realize that it may not and probably isn't morning where you're listening to this song right now, but recorded in Minneapolis, I have the Roman Rezac Orchestra and the Good Morning Polka. I was just thinking I may as well just call this the Midwest edition of the show, because everything I'm coming up with today is from, you know, upper Midwest pretty much. Next show I'll have to like focus on heading east or down to Chicago or out west or something just to mix it up, because I noticed the next record now, obviously that one was from Minneapolis. We had the Sixman Dutchman earlier. We were in Juneau, Wisconsin. We're up in Canada. And this one from North Dakota. Not a lot of polka records come from North Dakota. Albert Mikesh and his orchestra. It's the Blackberry Polka from Lidgerwood, North Dakota. ¶¶ Well, there we are, a little trip to North Dakota for some old-time music there. The record company, anyway, is in Lidgerwood, North Dakota. Albert Mickish and the Blackberry Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, spinning a lot of great old-time records for you for the hour, and apparently a lot of them coming from the Midwest this week. And I promise I did not plan that in any way. I just grab a handful of records out of the box, I flip through them, and I pull the ones that look like they'd be a good time, which is really pretty much all of them. So, all right, I have Norm Dabrowski in the Happy Notes. Record company, Stevens Point, Wisconsin. So here we are, stuck in the Midwest again. I have the Lover Come Back to Me polka. Says right on the record, it's Ma and Pa Dombrowski with the Happy Notes, and it does point out on the record that they are Wisconsin polka champions. Why don't you see that on ESPN? Wouldn't that be a hoot? A time now on ESPN2 for the Wisconsin Polka Championships. They'd be out there trying to out-accordion each other. It would be a fabulous time. Anyway, here's a Ma and Pa Dombrowski with the Happy Notes and the Lover Come Back to Me polka. And Pa Dombrowski with the Happy Notes there. Lover Come Back to Me polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Stevens Point, Wisconsin is where that's from. And now let's head to Michigan. Seems still upper Midwest. And I am not even going to take a stab at pronouncing the name of this record. Maybe I'll be able to figure it out when I play the record, huh? But we head to Dearborn, Michigan for one from Claire Witkowski and his orchestra.
Thank you.
right, I'm still going to pass on trying to pronounce the name on the record label, but I'll tell you that's Claire Witkowski and his orchestra, Dearborn, Michigan, here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show, and totally by accident, this is kind of the Midwest edition of the show, completely unplanned. On the way next, we go back to Minnesota. So stand by, coming up. But I want to tell you about Melanie's MusicLessons.com, because Melanie is the sponsor of her program, which, you know, it wouldn't hurt if you stopped by and left her a little note. Visit Melanie's MusicLessons.com and thank her for sponsoring the program, because it takes sponsors to make us able to do this sort of thing. So, you know, even if you don't want to take accordion lessons or keyboard lessons, you could still drop her a note or stop by the website, because it's kind of fascinating anyway. But she can give you online music lessons live via Skype, which we've talked about, is a free program you can download into your laptop or your iPad or your tablet, your Android device, your phone, even if you have a smartphone, and live video back and forth with Melanie as she teaches you to play. It's like having the teacher right there in the room with you, except you didn't have to clean house first because she's not going to see it. It's perfect. So check it out. You can try your first lesson absolutely free. There is no obligation to continue, so you can decide if it works for you, because I know sometimes you really don't know. Melanie has more than 30 years of teaching experience and can give you quality music lessons. So check it out, won't you? Melanie'sMusicLessons.com, right there on the interwebs. All right, back to the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Soma Records. Soma Record Company is actually the first name of the guy that owned the record company. It's his name backwards. His name was Amos. And Soma Records is Amos backwards, recorded down there in right there in Northeast Minneapolis. They did everything from rock and roll records to church records to old-time records, all kinds of great stuff. I always get excited if I'm at a rummage sale or a secondhand store and I'm flipping through a stack of records and I see a record on the Soma label. I always grab it, even if I don't know what it is, even if I already have it. It warms the cockles of my heart, and I have no idea what that means. Here's Jerry Dostal and the Flying Dutchman.
Thank you.
I always like a record with a lot of tempo changes in it. That one had that. The Flying Dutchman, Jerry Dostal is the band. And at first when I said that, I sounded like I said Jerry Dostal and the Flying Dutchman. Like that would be a great name for a band, but that's actually the name of the tune here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. I think we have time to get in a few more tunes here yet today. The old clock on the wall says we got a few minutes. So let's explore a record together, because I've never played this one. At least not that I recall, and I don't remember the name of the band. I have Gary's Polka by Gil Steele's Band. It says it's Gil Steele on concertina, Miney Jansen on drums, Will Backus on bass, and Ron Scalise on banjo. It does not tell me anything about where they're from, when the record was made, or anything else. But it does say it's Gary's Polka, so let's check out the Gil Steele Band and see how it flies, huh? Go. That's Gary's Polka in a record I don't recall ever playing before by Gil Steele's Band, a band I don't remember playing before, and I think we can safely put that record on the good pile. See, that's an accomplishment for a musician when you get to have your record put on the good pile, don't you think? All right, we've got, I think, room for one more here. Walter Ostanek is up with Marianne here on Tim's Oompa Hour.
Thank you.
And the best thing is, this is radio, so you can't see me dancing around the studio like some sort of a lunatic with my headphones on and the cord getting tangled up in things. I just about knocked the needle off the record player there. Oh, Marianne, that's Walter Ostanek of the band, and that's going to put a wrap on another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. My, the time flies by, doesn't it? But have no fear, we'll be back to do it again next week. We'll let Dick Pillar and the band take us out of here.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim's Oompa Hour is produced at the studios of KEBS Radio, overlooking beautiful downtown Bovee, Minnesota, and brought to you by MelaniesMusicLessons.com. Check her out. In the meantime, everybody, we'll be back next week, you know. And until then, stay happy.